Jesus H. Christ, Houston. We're on the fucking moon. Over.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy that. We cannot believe you are on the fucking moon. Repeat, cannot fucking believe it. Over. You're cleared to hook up lunar equipment conveyor to walk, fucking walk, on the moon. Over. Holy living fuck. Are you fucking believing this? Over. We read you. Over. I abso-fucking-lutely am standing on the surface of the fucking moon. Am talking to you from the surface of the fucking moon. Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket. Holy shit, Tranquility. Holy mother of fuck. Fucking moon. Over.
Wow. This is the tale of an enchanted land that was never in the same place twice. The land of green ginger was built by a magician who was very fond of flowers and vegetables, so that when he went traveling, he could take the land of green ginger with him like a portable back garden.
Ha ha ha. like my heart, the undertow dragged your stomach apart, letting flow the tears in my heart. Like a starfish, I clung to the rocks that pants on my fingertips. As blood rolled inside your plastic tubes, echoing drums in my heart.
Some sort of comedy variety show planet.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest stars, the stars of Star Wars.
Yeah! It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light.
You're looking a little sheepish.
Me.
It's time to get things started on the
most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call a Muppet Show.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, and welcome again to the Muppet Show and a very special show we have for you tonight. Because, until about 2 minutes ago, our guest star was scheduled to be Angus McGonagall the Argyle Gargoyle, but we have canceled him.
This is an outrage! I demand my spot!
I don't even know what an Argyle Gargoyle does.
I gargle Gershwin.
The Argyle Gargoyle gargles Gershwin?
Gorgeously!
Will you get off the stage? Off, off, off! Now that Angus has been canceled, because believe it or not, with us tonight are none other than the stars of Star Wars, featuring special guest Mark Hamill. But first, in keeping with the mood of the show, let us go where sheep may safely graze, shall we?
Ding. Ram, lam, 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 ding, dong, ram. She's everything to me. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. And I will set her free, 'cause she is mine, all mine. Whoa, I've got a girl named Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. She is kind to me. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. You won't believe that she is mine, all mine. I love her, love her so, and I'll never, never let her go. I'm pretty certain she's mine, all mine.
Oh, she's mine.
She's mine.
All of the time.
Okay, nice flocking, guys. Say, aren't there more of you?
Oh, we don't know.
Why not?
Well, every time we try to count ourselves, we fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Kermit, sir, may I say what an honor it is to make the acquaintance of such a distinguished amphibian as yourself, who's given so much joy to the universe.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a real pleasure to meet both of you. And incidentally, why are you fellas here?
We are searching for Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca the Wookiee?
Correct. As Arthur rightly says, he's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Well, why are you looking around here?
We received this hyperspace telegram from him.
What? To Luke Skywalker, C-3PO and R2-D2, help, I am being held prisoner by a bunch of weird turkeys.
It does rather sound like your show.
Yeah, it does.
Remember Alderaan! I'll search upstairs. 3PO, you cover that exit.
What shall I cover it in?
Down with the Empire!
What was that?
That was my master, Luke Skywalker. I'll try to calm him down. But you know how strangely excitable these humans are?
Yes. They're a strange race, all right.
And now a Muppet News Flash. Here are the results of today's national sheepdog trials. All the sheepdogs have been found not guilty.
I'm practicing for my big number in the second part of the show. I hope they love it.
Bah, bah, humbug, humbug.
Everybody's a critic.
Oh, hey, did you guys find Chewbacca?
Not yet, but he's got to be around here somewhere.
Oh, well, you know, as long as the three of you are here, how about you go out on stage and do a song for us?
What? You must be joking.
Well, look, your little garbage can friend wants to.
Oh, stop it, R2. Don't be so vulgar. You're not a song and dance droid. Oh, come along. Our job is to find the Wookiee.
Listen, pal, we're on a mission. There's no way we're going to be involved in any third-rate variety show.
Second-rate variety show.
Kermit. Hold it, hold it. You're Mark Campbell. Yes.
No. He's my cousin. That's it. He's my cousin, and he's right outside.
Well, go get him. Hurry. Hurry, I want to see him. Run. Oh, boy. I'm a big fan of his.
Hiya, Fozzie.
Oh, wow. Hey, you know what? You can be the guest on this very show, right, Kermit?
Maybe. What do you do, Mark?
I've been known to do impressions.
Who do you do?
Oh, well, I just love impressions. Ah.
Oh, I just love doing them. Ah.
Terrific! Who do you do?
Maybe I just better sing.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Be my love, for only you can end this yearning.
Okay.
Mark, actually, we have enough singers on the show.
Yeah.
I know. How about a dancing comedian?
Hit it, Fozzie.
Yes, sir.
Crossed a toad with a saxophone, he got a frog horn. You look sort of green.
Well, I don't know exactly how to put this, Mark, but what else do you do?
I gargle Gershwin.
Mark, I know exactly how to put this. Get out of the theater, we don't need you. Thank you very much, anyhow. And don't call us, we'll call you.
I didn't get his autograph.
All right, nobody leave. Unless you want to go through life as a rug. Oh, boy. Isn't that Luke Skywalker terrific?
Oh, the stage is empty. My chance at last. Hit it, boys.
Hey, down in the meadow in the little bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mama fishy too.
Swim,
said the mama fishy.
Swim if you can.
And they swam and they swam all over the dam.
You will get lost.
But the three little fishies didn't want to be bossed. So three little fishies went off on a spree. They swam and they swam right out to sea. Was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Get him, got him, got him. Get him, got him, got him.
All of a sudden they saw a shark. Cried the little fishies. As quick as they could, they turned on their tails and back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam and they swam back over the dam. Boop, boop, did him, down and want him. Shoo, boop, boop, did him, down and want him. Shoo, and they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Well, folks, Our own Scooter has prepared an act for us. He can't play very well, but he's worked really hard on this. And after listening to Mark and Angus Gershwin gargling, anything should sound good. Anyhow, so let's give a big welcome to Scooter singing Six String Orchestra. Yeah!
Very day I purchased it, I christened my guitar as my monophonic symphony, Six String Orchestra. In my room I practiced late, they'd leave me alone. My mother said, "You're nothing yet to make the folks right home." And so I dream a bass will join me and fill the bottom in. And maybe now some lead guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need some drums to set the beat and help me keep in time. And way back in the distance, a horn would sound so fine. And we'd all play together like fine musicians should. And it would sound like music, and the music would sound good. But in real life, I'm stuck with that same old formula. Me and my monophonic symphony, six string orchestra. I'm taking guitar lessons, but my teacher just took leave. It was something about a breakdown or needing a reprieve. I know I'll find my future, so I will persevere and hold on to my dream of making music to their ear. And so I'll dream a bass will join me and fill the bottom in. And maybe now some lead guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need some drums to set the beat and help me keep in time. And way back in the distance, some horns would sound so fine. And we'd all play together like fine musicians should. And it would sound like music, and the music would sound good.
Someday I'm gonna be a star.
Okay, let's see. Next we have...
Uncle Kermit!
Just one second, Robin. One thing at a time. That's how I'm able to put on this show without falling into a panic. Next we have Pigs in Space. Pigs in Space next, please. Now, what was it?
Well, I was trying to tell you the Star Wars people have hijacked the swine trek.
They hijacked the swine trek!
Well, at least he didn't panic.
And now, Pigs in Space! The last time we saw the spaceship Swine Trek, we hoped it would be the last time. But... it's back.
3PO, activate the Nava computer.
Yeah. I'm not awfully keen on this spaceship, Master Luke. It's so messy. Cakes, half-eaten sandwiches.
Oh, will you stop? You don't hear R2 complaining, do you?
Yes, I do. He just said it's like a pigsty.
Hey, what's going on here? I'm Captain Link Hogthrob, and this is my spaceship.
That explains everything.
Why don't you let me explain? I'm Luke Skywalker. My friends and I have just borrowed your spaceship so we can rescue our friend, Chewbacca the Wookiee.
It's Luke Skywalker. One of the heavenly bodies. I'll change.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Yes, I have one very important question I'd like to ask you.
What's that?
Who's your tailor? I love that outfit.
Link, what's happening?
I'll explain later. Right now I'm talking to Luke.
Luke?
Now perhaps if I give you my measurements.
Wait a minute. Hey, who Who are you?
I am C-3PO, and that is R2-D2.
I'm Dr. Strange Pork.
Oh, my. And I thought our names were weird.
Hey! Oh, boy, hot diggity dog, son of a gun! Oh, boy! Oh, look at that! Hey, could I play with your toy robot?
He's not a toy robot. He's a scientifically programmed droid, and he's not to play with.
Oh, come on, let me just push one button.
Don't be disgusting.
No, don't!
Well, I did warn you.
Now you've got my jacket size.
Mm-hmm. 44 long.
Mm-hmm.
And your head size. 42 thick.
Mm-hmm. Luke! 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 Oh, it is I, the princess!
Princess?
Yes, yes, I have just escaped from an evil fiend who held me prisoner.
Well, the evil fiend must feed his prisoners well.
What?
Well, what I mean is it looks like you've put on...
Look, Skywalker, go along with this or I'll cut you in half.
Look, it's the princess!
Doesn't look like the princess to me.
Watch it, hardware.
Master Luke, we're about to make a landing. And look who's there!
Oh no! Darth Vader!
Who?
Stay tuned for part two when the Swine Trek lands on Coosbane and we learn the true identity of this arch fiend.
The world will never know!
Here's a bulletin from the Muppet Newsroom. The spaceship Swine Trek is about to make a soft landing on a distant planet. In other planetary news, Venus is about to make a hard landing on the Muppet Newsroom. That doesn't make sense.
When last we left our intrepid band, the spaceship Swine Trek was about to make a soft landing.
Oh! You call that a soft landing?
I sprained my solenoids.
Well, you were in the driver's chair. You forgot to push the stoppy thing.
It's called a brake, dummy.
Excuse me, Master Luke, but shouldn't we be looking for a safe refuge on this planet?
Exactly right, 3PO.
I know. We could hide in that cave over there.
Ah, a good plan.
It's Darth Nader.
This is Darth Nader?
Yes, isn't he just a hickey?
Well, what do you want of us, Nader? Well, why don't you say something? Speak!
Who's your tailor? I love that outfit!
All right, Nader. Take this!
At last you know the awful truth. This here, my dear friend, is a crypto-anagon transmitter. It can totally neutralize any blaster.
This means we must resort to the ultimate weapon!
And hoity-toity, what pray tell might that be?
Chewbacca the Wookiee!
Yes! Help! Help! Chewbacca has escaped!
The jig is up! Nothing can stop good old Chewie!
One thing can!
What's that?
Angus McGonagall, the gargling gargoyle gargoyle!
Terrible! Trapped by Darth Nader, our weapon's useless, and now we're being tortured by gargling Gershwin. Oh, what could possibly get us out of this?
What else? A song and dance number!
You are my lucky star. Open heaven's portals here on earth for us poor mortals. You are my lucky star.
Okay, that's the song part. Now comes the dance. Take it, Chewie and R2.
Sweet
C-3PO, you're next!
I certainly don't dance.
No, but this is our big ending!
Oh, all right.
Lucky I once saw a Fred Astaire film.
Okay, that was really wonderful. Okay, Luke, you're next.
Not me. I'll go get my cousin.
Huh? But before we go, let us bring out these stars of Star Wars, and here they are, Chewbacca and the Wookiee.
Don't you think we ought to introduce my cousin?
Sure. You want to go out and send him in?
Well, that won't be necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hamill. Thanks for having us, Kermit. That goes double.
It certainly does.
Say, Luke, who's your tailor? I love that outfit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that wraps it up. We'll see you next time on The Muppet Show.
Thank you. almost there.
This really is in the middle of nowhere. I'm gonna have to go to the next town to shop.
We'll just have to learn to like it. Look, Chihiro, there's your new school. It looks great, doesn't it?
It doesn't look so bad.
It's gonna stink. I liked my old school. Mom! My flowers are dying!
I told you not to smother them like that. We'll put them in water when we get to our new home.
I finally get a bouquet and it's a goodbye present. That's depressing.
Daddy bought you a rose for your birthday. Don't you remember?
Yeah, one. Just one rose is in a bouquet.
Hold on to your card. I'm opening the window. And quit whining. It's fun to move to a new place. It's an adventure. There's our house.
Huh?
It's that blue one on the end.
Oh, you're right. I must have missed the turnoff. This road should get us there.
Honey, don't take a shortcut. You always get us lost.
Trust me, it's gonna work.
What are those stones? They look like little houses.
They're shrines. Some people think little spirits live there.
Dad, I think we're lost.
We're fine. I've got four-wheel drive.
Sit down, please, sweetie.
Like an entrance.
Honey, get back in the car. We're going to be late. Chihiro. Oh, for heaven's sake.
This building's not old. It's fake. These stones are just made of plaster.
The wind's pulling us in.
What is it?
Come on, let's go in. I want to see what's on the other side.
I'm not going. It gives me the creeps.
Don't be such a scaredy cat, Chihiro. Let's just take a look.
The movers will get to our house before we do.
It's all right. They've got the keys. They can start without us.
All right, just a quick look.
Forget it! I'm not going! Come on, you guys. Let's get out of here.
Come on, honey. It'll be fun.
I'm not going!
Chihiro, just wait in the car then.
But Mom! Wait for me!
Everybody watch your step.
Chihiro, don't cling like that. You'll make me trip.
Place.
Oh, do you hear that?
sounds like a train.
We must be near a train station.
Come on, let's go check it out.
What are those weird buildings?
I knew it. It's an abandoned theme park. See? They built them everywhere in the early 90s. Then the economy went bad, and they all went bankrupt. This must be one of them.
Where are you going? You said just a quick look! Now let's go back! Did you hear that building? It was moaning.
It's just the wind. Oh, what a beautiful place. We should have brought our lunch, then we could have had a picnic.
Look, they were planning to put a river here. Hey, you smell that? Something smells delicious.
Yeah, and I'm starving.
Maybe this theme park's still in business. Let's go.
Chihiro, hurry it up.
Wait a minute!
Over there. This way.
How strange. They're all restaurants.
Where is everybody?
Ah, there it is. Hey, I found it. Hey, you gotta see this. In here.
Ah, look at this.
Hello in there. Does anybody work here?
Come in, Jiro. It looks delicious.
Mm-mm.
Anybody?
Don't worry, honey. We can pay the bill when they get back.
Good plan. Hey, that looks great.
I wonder what this is called.
Oh, it's delicious. Chihiro, you have to taste this.
I don't want any. We're gonna get in trouble. Let's just get out of here.
Don't worry. You've got Daddy here. He's got credit cards and cash.
Chihiro, you have to try this. It's so tender.
Mm-mm.
Mustard?
Thank you.
Come on, you guys! You can!
Come on.
That's weird. It's a bathhouse.
Get out of here, now!
What?
It's almost night. Leave before it gets dark. They're lighting the lamps. Get out of here. You've got to get across the river. Go, I'll distract them.
What's up with him?
Don't be afraid. I just want to help you.
No! No! No!
Open your mouth and eat this. You have to eat some food from this world or else you'll disappear.
No!
Don't worry. It won't turn you into a pig. Chew it and swallow. There you go. You're all better. See for yourself.
I'm okay.
You see? Now, come with
me. Where are my mom and dad? They didn't really turn into pigs, did they?
You can't see them now, but you will. Don't move. Bird's looking for you. You've got to get out of here.
Ah, my legs! I can't stand up! Help, what do I do?
Calm down. Take a deep breath. In the name of the wind and water within thee, unbind her. Get up. Your breath while we cross the bridge. Even the tiniest breath will break the spell, and then everyone will see you.
Welcome back.
I'm scared.
Now just stay calm.
Welcome, welcome. Always nice to see you. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome.
I'm back from my mission.
Welcome. Welcome back, Master Haku.
Take a deep breath. Hold it.
A human!
Let's go! They know you're here. No, Chihiro. You did very well. Listen carefully to what I tell you to do. You can't stay here, they'll find you. And you'll never get to rescue your parents. I'll create a diversion while you escape.
No! Don't leave me! I don't want to be alone!
You don't have any choice if you want to help your parents. This is what you have to do.
They did turn into pigs. I wasn't dreaming.
Don't worry. Now, when things quiet down, go out through the back gate. Go all the way down the stairs until you reach the boiler room where they stoke the fires. There, you'll find Kamaji, the boiler man.
Kamaji?
Tell him you want to work here. Even if he refuses, you must insist. If you don't get a job, Yubaba will turn you into an animal.
Yubaba, huh?
You'll see. She's the witch who rules the bathhouse. Kamaji will try to turn you away or trick you into leaving, but just keep asking for work. It'll be hard work, but you'll be able to stay here. Then even Yubaba can't harm you.
Master Haku, where are you?
I have to go. And don't forget, Chihiro. I'm your friend.